Leon Holden, we spoke before the Amlin Challenge Cup game. You must have been very disappointed after that result. Do you leave the players to pick themselves up, or do you see that as a role that you've got to fulfil?
A bit of both, really. It's part of the players' responsibilities, professional rugby players, to pick themselves up. And we've obviously changed things a little bit this week to try and keep things positive and morale up to a high level. So the players have responded. We were disappointed with that result against Harlequins. We put everything into that, and just that bad start, you just can't give a side like Quinns that sort of start.
What is it you'll say to the players? Will that happen immediately after the game, or is it something that'll take place on Monday morning with the analysis and moving forward?
Something that we discussed early in the week. Immediately after the game is probably not the time or place to talk about those sort of things. The players were obviously very disappointed and shattered and battered, really, to be honest. The change room looked like the change room after some of our epic Heineken Cup battles, to be honest. But it was showed to me the players emptied the tanks.
Okay, you've got a game on Sunday in the Aviva Premiership against Leeds. They're fighting for survival in the league. Does that fact mean that they've arguably got more to fight for than you, and does that scare you in any way?
No, it doesn't scare us at all. For us, the best thing that could happen was Leeds beating Newcastle, because now Newcastle are fighting for their lives, and Bath, who are probably our rivals for that seventh Heineken Cup spot, now have to play Newcastle twice. So for us, that's good. It puts Newcastle in a desperate mode against Bath. But all we've got to do, we've still got to come to the party by beating Leeds on Sunday.
Now, Premiership teams above you, with respect, they tend to have more headline makers within their sides. You've got the likes of Simon Shaw and Ricky Flutie in yours, who are up in the EPS squad. What are the club doing to improve and address there for next season?
Well, I'd like to think that Ross Filippo signing just recently is a start. We've probably got three big signings hopefully to come in 7 to 10 days' time. That'll definitely grab some headlines. We used to be in the headlines all the time, probably for the wrong things, and the sort of players I'm talking about in the past. The players to get picked for England, the team has to be playing well, then you're in the papers, and then English Diction's the next step. So it's really a challenge for the players, really, to do that.
And as far as your feeling and looking ahead to next season, is there any word, how well are you getting on with Sean Edwards? Is there any word on you two continuing to steward the club into the next season?
No, there's no word yet. Obviously, the club's going through some processes now, and I would love to work with Sean. Sean and I are very, very good friends, and I've got a lot of respect for him and his ability, and we're going through this together, and it's sort of good in a way, because it's made us closer. As far as next season goes, that depends on the club, which way the club want to go. I've given them my feelings on the way forward, and I'd like to think that they'll probably listen to those, whether I'm going to be there or not. So it's looking positive for next year for whoever the director of rugby is.